did you get off to?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
There are people drinking beer.
Hey, Brent, listen.
Excuse me a minute. Let's head over by the beer cooler.
This is going to stop, but I can tell you that.
Look, somebody should plug up that hole in the window.
Which window?
A plate glass. A piece fell out of the corner. Something really stinks out there.
Listen, you know the man who came in all bloody, shouting about something, grabbed his friend?
Yeah, the guy with the nosebleed.
Yeah, well, he wasn't hallucinating. Come on, I want to show you something.
You feeling okay?
No. Now, you see those double doors?
Right.
They open onto the storeroom.
One of those men drinking beer, isn't he the assistant manager?
Yeah, it's Ollie, right.
If Brown sees that, I can promise you the man will be looking for another job very soon.
Listen, there's something back there, outside. It tried to get in when we opened the loading door. Something that kills people.
Dave, you want a beer?
You bet. Anyway, it's still out there. We all saw it.
Yeah, it's true. Believe me. What kind you want?
It doesn't matter.
He's right. Tentacles. I don't know how many.
Yeah, I see. All right.
It got Norm and... I can't.
Yeah, it's Miller time, right?
Brent, listen.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but...
Look, we're not drunk.
Okay.
Not on this light beer, I'll tell
okay.
you that.
All right, maybe a little group hysteria, but I think it's a little joke here at my expense. And given another time, I might think it's funny, but there are people that are scared, and I don't think it's funny.
Brent, there is a chunk of tentacle on the floor in there.
He's
you
right.
You can see it for yourself. The loading door cut it off when it came down. You can hear him rustling all over outside the door.
No.
What?
I said no. The joke has gone far enough.
Brent, I swear this is no joke.
You expect me to go back there and gawk at some 98-cent rubber novelty while these hicks stand around and laugh their asses off?
Who are you calling a hick?
I'm glad that tree fell on your boathouse. If you want to know the truth, stove it in pretty good, didn't it? Fantastic. Now get out of my way.
You dig your ears out. You listen. There are lives at stake. You're my son, not the least of them. So you listen, or I swear I'll not...
Go ahead and beat up a man with a heart condition if it makes you feel good.
Screw his heart. I don't think a cheap New York shyster like him has a heart.
Brent, I
Let
need
me
you,
go.
Damn it! Not
go.
Until you see for yourself!
Help me!
Well, what are you yelling for? It's a joke, right?
Let me go!
Here, what is this?
You can let me go. He's crazy.
He's not crazy. I wish he was.
You're drinking.
Come off it, bud, at a time like this.
Regulations don't change. I'll see the company hears of this.
Hey! Hey, hello everybody in the store. You want to come back and hear this? Concerns all of you.
Dave, how am I doing?
You're doing fine.
All right, listen up. There's something you all had better know.
You put that Michaelis down right now.
You shut up right now, Mr. Brown.
I don't know what some of you think you're doing, but I can tell you it's going to be reported to the Federal Foods Company, and there may be charges.
Go ahead and take down names. Just don't talk.
Okay, now listen. David Drayton has something to tell you, and I think you all had better listen in case you were planning to go home.
Dave? I don't want to scare you, but there's something alive out there in the mist. Something extremely dangerous.
It's a lie. I can tell you that.
It's not a lie. There's a piece of it back there in the stockroom. It got in when we opened the loading doors a few minutes ago. It's already killed one person.
It's a lie.
It's lunacy. Where do you suppose it came from?
I don't know. The point is it's here.
I suspect it came out of one of those Budweiser cans. That's what
Santa I suspect. Budweiser.
Death. And what do you propose to do about it, Mr. David Drayton? What do you think you can do about it? It's the last times, I tell you. The moving finger has writ, not in lines of fire, but of mist. The earth has opened and spewed forth its abominations.
That's about enough, Mrs. Carmody.
You stay away from me. It's the end.
It's a load of crap is what it is.
No, sir. The flat-out truth, I saw it myself.
So did I!
The sick joke!
Why are we standing here arguing? Come back and take a look.
Customers are not allowed in the store.
Look, Bud! Bud, just go with them. Let's settle this thing.
All right. Enough is enough. Let's get this foolishness over.
Come on.
This is terrible. Dog food and bleach and detergent.
Do that?
Huh? That's what did all this.
Some of it. Come over here. That's the part the door cut off.
Just a small piece of it. Don't touch it. It may still be alive.
But if you're gonna poke at it, use your pen, not your finger.
Don't see what possibly... Oh, it is alive.
Grab my pen. Maybe you better use this pretty stick.
It's wrapped around something. It's opening.
A finger. Oh, my God, it's Norm's.
You seen enough?
Yes.
Then you better tell them.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have a problem of some magnitude here.
Come on, champ. I'm gonna take you for a ride in a shopping cart.
Did I sleep long?
Yeah, a little while.
What time is it?
About 4:30.
Are there no more Ruffles?
They're all gone. Hey, here's some Munchos.
No.
How about taco-flavored chips?
No.
Hey, look, Cheez-Its. Huh?
Okay.
All right.
What are you saying? What are you proposing?
Proposing? I'm proposing that you prepare to meet your God.
Go meet Diddly Squat.
Doubters looked out to the end. Yet a monstrosity did drag that poor boy away. Things in the mist, abominations, eyeless freaks, pallid horrors. Do you doubt? Then go outside. Go on out and say howdy do.
Mrs. Carmody, you are going to have to stop. There are children
There's
here.
Only
you understand what I'm
chance.
Saying?
What chance is that?
A sacrifice. Oh. A sacrifice.
Right. Come.
Shut up. We don't want to hear that talk. Nobody wants to hear what you have to
They'll
say.
They'll come for you tonight. You'll hear them coming, creeping and crawling, and you'll beg for Mother Carmody to show you what to do. You'll see.
I
want to
go home.
That old lady's crazy as a bedbug, but she could be right about something moving in after dark.
The mist will blow over by then.
What are we going to do about those windows?
Right.
One of those things you saw in the back decides to hit the glass. We're all up to Chocolate Creek without a pissant for a paddle.
Yeah. Listen, there's a pile of lawn fruit bags down there. 25-pound sacks, Green Acres, and Vigoro. We could put them up like sandbags up against that window.
That's a good idea.
Let's keep it all to look out. Hold it. Let's figure this out while we're all together.
Go get some crackers.
Anybody got any weapons?
I got a shotgun.
They're about 2 miles that way.
Don't even get a try for it.
Right now I'm back. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, right now I think you're right.
Wait a minute. I have this gun.
All right.
My husband's idea. He thought I should have it for protection.
Is your husband here?
No, he's in New York on business.
If you can use it, you better hold on to it.
What do you got there, a 38?
Yeah, I've never fired it in my life.
Okay, we got a gun. Anyone shoots good?
I should. Yeah, wait. I did a little target shooting over in there.
That's yours.
This may sound a bit off the wall, but there aren't any flamethrowers in this place, are there?
Oh, jeez. Up till last week, we had a whole carton of those little blow torches. They weren't
the propane
set up
back.
Oh.
There's plenty of salt. That's what you put on nasty crawling things. Salt.
Daddy, the Cracker Jack's all gone.
What are we gonna do now? We're gonna get the bags?
The
screaming
yells
out. Okay,
let's get
those bags up.
Okay. I guess Zonkers will have to do.
All right. Salt.
Tell you what I think. I think we ought to wrap some of those cedar mop handles with cloth, tie them with twine, and have a couple of cans of lighter fluid already.